Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. Welcome to episode 71 of the English with Kirsty podcast. And today I want to talk about something that I've been doing. I did it on my blog as well, so I'll put the blog link on this page too. I spoke to a number of people that are now living in the UK that came from other parts of Europe or who at least spent some time living in the UK. And I was interesting to find out about the differences because last year I did a podcast, it's number 24 if you want to go back and find it in the archive, about our Christmas traditions in the UK. But this year I wanted to find out some of the differences and similarities with other countries in Europe. So I spoke to a few people and I wanted to tell you what they said. So the first person I spoke to was Andrea, and Andrea's from Germany. She lives in Germany now, but she spent some time living in the UK. And the main things that she noticed were, for example, that, well, I mean, most people have said this, that in Germany, the 24th of December has a more important role than it does here. So here people do leave work early usually, but it's not, it's just an ordinary kind of day. Whereas in Germany, it's a bigger deal. It's the beginning of Christmas. And so that's one difference, because our main celebration takes place on the 25th here in England, but in Germany, the 24th is a lot more important. Another thing that I hadn't heard of or even thought of, to be honest, is the Christmas tree, because for us, we get our Christmas tree on, well, as early as we can. One of my friends had hers up in November at the end. We waited till December, but it was something like the 3rd or the 4th before we put our tree up. But it's usually the beginning of December. And Andrea said that in Germany, it's much later than that. So for her, it was a bit strange to see the Christmas tree coming into the house so early. Because she said that on the 24th of December, it comes into the house. You know, you bought it before then, but it comes into the house on the 24th. Whereas here, as we can try and get it as early as possible and put it up maybe the first weekend in December. Often people do that. So that's another difference. Christmas crackers, she said she didn't have those in Germany. So she took some back to Germany and the family wasn't very impressed with them, so she didn't do it again. There was a similar story about mince pies to come up later. Like, you know, sometimes people want to introduce the traditions to other members of their family, but they don't go down very well because it's not what they used to, and they think, oh, that's a bit strange. So it doesn't become a tradition in the other country. But yeah, she took the Christmas crackers back. And if you don't know what they are, how do you describe them? They are long, and it's like a cylinder made out of paper, and it's got something inside that makes it bang when you pull it apart. And there's usually a hat and a joke, not always a very funny joke, but it's still a Christmas cracker joke, and something inside, ranging from a small plastic toy to, you can get quite expensive ones with things in that are more useful, but it really depends how much you spend on them. And in England, we put them on the table and you pull them with your fingers, the person next to you or opposite you, and whoever gets the bigger half wins the present. So yeah, that doesn't exist in Germany. Christmas baking, this is something that I think is a really nice tradition from Germany that we don't have in the UK. Baking Christmas biscuits, and I know a lot of people in Germany who are doing that in December with their friends or for their friends. And it's not something that happens here. We don't have this tradition at all. But at the weekend, my boyfriend and I made some because we thought it's a nice thing to do. So we made some cinnamon cookies. But in the UK, that's not really something that people do for Christmas. We usually buy our desserts rather than making them at home. And Andrea said that she didn't miss anything because her mum sent her parcels with like the German Christmas cake. And so she had something from Germany when she was in England, so she didn't miss anything. I also spoke to Madeleine, who is living here in the UK with her children, so I thought that's really nice. One of the things that she said was So she's doing some baking with her children, and she's also introducing them to some of the English customs, like leaving food out for Santa on Christmas Eve, but also leaving something out for the reindeer too, so they don't get left out. Maybe a carrot, or when I was a child, we had a dog, so the reindeer got dog biscuits. But yeah, don't forget the reindeer. So Madeleine also made the point that the 24th is the day for celebration, not the 25th. And she said that it's often with lots of cake, which we don't really do. There's Christmas desserts after Christmas dinner, but we don't have this coffee and cake tradition like there is in Germany anyway. And we don't have gingerbread either, really. That's something that we have, but it's not special, especially for Christmas. It can be any time of the year. Yeah, Santa Claus comes, that's the same as in England. And she said that children have to recite a poem or sing a song before they get their gifts. That's not something that happens in the UK, but I think that's quite a nice tradition. It's not just, where are my presents? It's they have to do something first. I think that's quite nice. Yeah, so that the main thing is this evening celebration, so that the presents are given out in the evening, whereas for us it's Christmas morning and the children go to bed really excited, and then they wake up and look and see if Santa has been, or Father Christmas, as he's also known. But in Germany it happens in the evening. Traditional Christmas Eve dinner, which we don't really have. Sometimes people have salmon, but it's not really we don't really have a tradition, whereas Madeleine said that in Germany it's potato salad and German sausages. Madeleine doesn't understand Boxing Day sales, and to be honest, yeah, there are so many sales going on around Christmas that they're losing some of their excitement, I think, because there are pre-Christmas sales and all kinds of sales. But yeah, the Boxing Day sales are crazy. If you go to the main shopping centres in the UK, they are so full. As soon as Christmas is over, people start going looking for bargains, and it's a bit like Black Friday, I guess, but it's immediately after Christmas. And yeah, I don't do it, because it's just, if I want something from the sales, I'll do it online. That's absolutely fine if you want to offer me something for a really good price, but I'm not going to fight with loads of people over the products. That's just, yeah, uncivilized. But a lot of English people do it and enjoy it, so good for them. Yeah, Madeleine said that a lot of the time people go out to the pub with their friends around Christmas, and it's not such a stay-at-home event as it is in Germany. And on the point about sales, Madeleine was saying that the shops remain shut. There's no sales. You can't even go to the shops because the shops are shut. Whereas here in the UK, that's partly to do with our Sunday opening, I think, as well, because in Germany the shops are usually shut on a Sunday, but here they aren't. So we have we don't have those Sunday closing laws as they have in Germany. So I mentioned about the leaving stuff out for Santa. That isn't a tradition in the UK, in Germany, but it is here in the UK. We leave things out. There used to be, people used to leave alcohol out for Santa, but I think, like, because of the whole drinking and driving and how bad that is, people don't tend to do that as much now. It's usually milk or juice or something non-alcoholic, because you don't want to teach your children that it's good to drink and drive. So that's a tradition that's changed because of, I guess, social pressure. It's not cool to drink and drive, so don't encourage Santa to do it. So that's a change that I've noticed. Madeleine said that in Germany people mainly eat goose or duck, and here it's very traditional to eat turkey. Some people do stray from that and have different things, but turkey is the traditional Christmas meat. Of course, if you're vegetarian, it's not. You can have a nut roast or something like that. Madeleine said that she missed the German Christmas cake, but she makes it with her friends. So people usually, if they miss something from the country where they grew up, then they will find a way, either buying it in, because we've got German shops here, or making it themselves. And another thing that came up was the Christmas markets. A couple of people said that they're not the same. So we do have them in the UK. We've copied the idea from Germany, but they're not really the same And you can't buy all the same things. So if you're English, it's nice to go there, and I like going there. But if you're German and you go there, there will be some things that you're used to seeing at the German Christmas markets that you won't see in the ones in the UK. I also spoke to Salome from Greece, and she doesn't really miss anything from Greece. She didn't say that there were many differences. She said that Christmas Day is celebrated on the 25th as well. But she said, we don't have Brussels sprouts in Greece. And I think that's a fantastic thing, because Brussels sprouts are not good. some people like them, but and some people have them throughout the year. But it's like something that has to be on the Christmas dinner plate in the UK. But a lot of people really don't like them, and I'm one of them. I think in the past I've said, okay, I will have one, but only one. And that's enough, because they're not nice. Okay, the next person is Angelica. And she's a German teacher who's living in England now. And she also made the point about Christmas Eve being like the main celebration. That's when most companies finish early. Also, the point about opening presents on Christmas Day, not Christmas Eve. And she said that the wreaths are different too. So the Advent wreaths, where in Germany they have four candles for the four Sundays before Christmas. In English churches, they have five, because there's an additional candle for Christmas Day as well. I think sometimes it's bigger, I'm not sure. But yeah, there's one more candle on the English wreath than on the German wreaths. Angelica had never heard of mince pies before. They are not what you may think. If you think of mince as like minced beef or something like that, it's not. It's sweet mince. So dried fruit and raisins and spices and stuff like that goes into like a pie casing, a sweet tart casing, and it's usually covered, and there's like a little holly wreath imprinted onto the top or something like that. That doesn't exist in Germany, and Angelica said that she hadn't seen those before. And Christmas pudding, which is just kind of unpleasant. I don't like the English desserts, but it's quite heavy. It's like a very heavy Christmas cake, and there's usually lots of fruit in it, and often alcohol too, and it's eaten with brandy butter. Angelica said she didn't feel it was normal to be taken to the pub before Christmas instead of or the pub before church. It just seemed a bit strange. The pub has featured in a couple of people's answers here, that English people go to the pub more than German people. It's got easier now. I think Angelica's been living here for quite a while. At first it was difficult for her to get some of the German sweets that she was used to, but now there are shops that sell these things, so she doesn't need to receive the parcels from her family anymore. She tried to reciprocate by sending people mince pies, but they didn't actually like them in Germany. And yeah, there are so many nice German biscuits and things that you can buy around or make around Christmas time that, yes, our Christmas desserts in the UK are a bit lacking in comparison, I think. But there we go. That's just because I like theirs more. Okay, and another person I spoke to was Carmen, and she is from France. She lives in France, but she spent some time living in the UK as well. And I was interested to know about the differences there. So the main Christmas celebration starts on Christmas Eve, like in Germany, in France. And she said that the meal starts around 8:30 and carries on until midnight when Santa comes. So it's a whole evening of eating and spending time with family, which I think is a nice idea. She said that Boxing Day, this idea of the day after Christmas, Christmas crackers, mince pies and the Queen's speech were all new. So they were traditionally English things. And I'm envious, because she says the main dessert in France is the Yule log, and that is so much nicer than our desserts too. So yeah, I sometimes buy a Yule log as well, like a big long cake that looks like a log. And often it's covered in chocolate. And if I'm hosting Christmas, I often buy one of those, because for other people, but also for me, because I don't like the traditional ones. So yeah, that's a nice alternative, and it has come across to England as well. It's not the traditional Christmas dessert, but it's something that we've taken from the French tradition, probably. Carmen says there are more shellfish and goose liver pate and white meat with port or truffle in a sausage skin, which we don't have here. So these are some of the traditional foods and some of the foods that Carmen missed when she was living in the UK. Nick has moved more recently to the UK from Germany. She said that the 25th and the 26th are usually for visiting family. So the 25th is the same here, but the 26th often people go shopping and things like that. So that's different. Christmas jumper days are new. I don't know if you've seen them, that like with Christmassy pictures, and some people don't like them, but I think it's quite fun to do something a bit different. So you can have a jumper day at work where everyone can wear a Christmas jumper, and that was new for Nick. She mentioned the biscuits too, which you can also make or buy in German shops, and the cinnamon stars, which from Germany, which she says she misses them, and doing Christmas in the evening rather than the morning. She likes the evening celebrations, and she hasn't tried the Christmas markets here in the UK yet, so that's something else to do. And finally, I got some answers from Honza from the Czech Republic, who says that it's the 24th as well. The main day is the 24th. And also, it like in Germany and France, the presents are opened on the 24th, not the 25th, so on the evening of the 24th. And the traditional Christmas meal there is carp, so that's quite different from the turkey that we have. Okay, so I hope that was interesting for you to find out about some different traditions in other parts of Europe and how they, some things are the same, like getting together with family, having a meal, sharing presents, that kind of thing is the same, but how there are quite a few differences as well. And I certainly found it interesting finding out about these other countries and what they do for Christmas. And I would be interested to know you, first of all. I know not everybody listening to this celebrates Christmas, but if you do, what traditions do you have in your country? How are they different from what I've described about the UK? And even if you don't celebrate Christmas, do you see anything to do with Christmas in your country? Or if you don't celebrate Christmas, then what is the main festive celebration for you, an important celebration where you spend time with family and friends? So I'd love to hear about your experiences and your thoughts. So please use the contact form to let me know. And you can find that on www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode71. Or you can email me at kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And next week we are doing something similar, but not the same, because I'm going to be talking about English people who are living in other parts of Europe and what they say they've discovered whilst they've been living there. Okay, so have a good week and have fun learning English. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.